Ron Smith has joined us on Sports Byline USA, Professor Emeritus of Sports History at Penn State University, giving us a very honest and also even-tempered assessment of the situation at Penn State, what has gone on. And I guess, Ron, the question I would have for you is there's always been a delicate balance between the professors and the teachers at a university and those that certainly are coaches, head coaches in particular, and the athletic programs. The pay that a head coach will get, multi-millions of dollars, while professors don't get anywhere near that. They make more money than the presidents of most universities. What was the relationship like on that campus between the professional educators and the coaching staff and head coach Paterno?
Well, any professor on campus is probably going to be somewhat jealous of $2 or $3 or $4 million that Joe Paterno makes in a year. His salary isn't nearly that high, but all the extra benefits that he gets for talks and that kind of stuff and shoe deals and all of those kinds of things. I think people are somewhat jealous of a mere football coach getting paid much more than a person with a doctorate degree and teaching in the chemistry department or in the philosophy department or anywhere else. So I think that goes on. However, if you hear most professors talk about Paterno as an individual, they would say, we are very fortunate to have a Joe Paterno at Penn State University. Look what he has done for the university. And just talk to anybody in the library, a librarian, or an archivist, and they'll tell you he has done remarkable things for our library, and he has. So it's a two-sided thing. They don't feel good about the salaries. On the other hand, they think that he's done a heck of a lot for Penn State, probably as much as anybody else has ever done.
You know, you can justify it if you take a look at the bigger picture, can you not? Okay, he's making two, three, whatever it is, millions of dollars. But if you think about the revenue that he's generating that benefits other people, either as from employment at ball games or the scholarships and the money that it represents in paying for the non-revenue sports, the success brings a lot of adulation. There's a lot of people who will tell you, I wanted to go to Penn State because of their successful football program. So on balance, Ron, and after having written the book that you've written and done the study of a big-time college athletics, is that a fair balance as far as looking at it from that perspective?
Well, if one looks at education versus commercialism, Joe Paterno has done some good things for the education at Penn State, and he's done huge things for the commercial thing. I'll give you an example of what he has done. If you have a game made and it's got Joe Paterno's picture on it and maybe his signature, or if you have made some kind of trinket or a Joe Paterno picture, he gets 20% of the wholesale price of anything that has his picture or his name on it, or both on it. And what does he do with that money? He gives it either to a charity of his choice or back to Penn State University. He doesn't keep it. So you sort of admire a person like that. Not everybody does. He lives in a house that's it's not as big as my house. His automobile is no flashy automobile like a lot of things. He doesn't make use of going to some golf course and getting free entry to the golf course. And there's a whole lot of things that he does that are subdued relative to what many coaches do. He doesn't have this $4 million house that some coaches have. So from that standpoint, overall, I'd say that of all the major football coaches, and I say this to people when I'm somewhere else, and I say I've been at Penn State University. Oh, that's where Joe Paterno, what kind of a guy is he? And I say, well, he's done a great deal for the university. I wouldn't necessarily want to live next door to him. So it's that kind of thing as far as I'm concerned. He's kind of a brash guy, and he gets his way, and he gets his way because he's been very, very successful.
Is it fair to say that the football being the tail on the whole university being the dog, that it's the tail that wags the dog at Penn State?
Only if it is an athletic issue. It does. He always get his way, but then he's only really interested in the football program and the rest of the. He's interested in the rest of the athletic program also, wishes it does well. But at one point, he said, and this was early on in his career when he was successful. He said, "I don't think we can have both a great basketball program and a football program at the same time." And, of course, that's been proven wrong at many, many institutions, including Notre Dame and Southern Cal and UCLA and Alabama and a whole lot of schools.
He also probably didn't feel that you could have a successful women's volleyball team either. And you guys have had...
Well, he's been a booster, I think, of Russ Rose, the volleyball coach. And didn't they a couple of years ago beat Stanford for the national championship?
That's right, for the NCAA title. Let me ask you, we only have about 4 minutes left here, but I want to ask you about what lies ahead now. Where does this university go to get itself even back to even to some degree, and not just from a football standpoint, but just to reestablish its credibility and its stature?
Well, that's going to be really difficult because the civil suits that run out of this thing and the money that's involved is going to be massive. The criminal suits probably will be taken up first, and that's probably in the process right now, but that's going to be a long time in the... This is going to be in the news for the next, I don't know, half a decade for sure. And not everything is known at this point. And I noticed that we had something called the Second Mile here that was started by Jerry Sandusky in 1977. And we noticed that the person who's been president of that since the early 1980s is just resigned today. So that's going to be part of this thing, and there's going to be suits relative to the Second Mile that's maybe helped thousands of kids who are from poor families and disrupted families. I don't see this thing getting back to normal for a good portion of this decade that we're in right now.
And you know, Ron, when you think about the legacy of Joe Paterno, I heard someone say this while I was away doing a ball game, that they believe his legacy will be one of his own quotes: "In retrospect, I wish I had done more." And it won't be football as much as it will be that comment from Joe Paterno. Would you agree with that?
I would say that might go over his statue at the stadium. There's a 7-foot bronze statue there, and of Joe Paterno leading his team out, and it's a wonderful statue. But maybe we shouldn't make heroes out of everybody that exists. Maybe we should not try to build some people up more than they really should be built up. And maybe we should wait until they die and then have a look at their life and see what it's like and then say that person was heroic. And that's what I think hurt a lot of people here, is that he had this iconic symbolism here at Penn State. And so when they fired him, kids immediately kind of rioted down on one of our major streets and... without thinking about it very much.
Yeah.
It saddened me. It didn't anger me to want to riot about anything. And the firing of Joe Paterno and Graham Spanier, people will question, and especially they're questioning the firing of Paterno. That's what angered a lot of people. Ron, I thought it was the right thing to do.
I agree. Thank you very much for your perspective. I knew you'd give me an interesting, insightful, and an honest one, and I appreciate it. Take care, and come back with us again on Sports Byline.
I'd be glad to. Thank you very much.
Fine author, also professor emeritus of sports history at Penn State University, Ron Smith. And again, if you want to read a very, very interesting book, he was with us a couple of months ago, and that's when he was on with me the first time, and I was so impressed with the book and with what he had to say about college athletics. It's called Pay for Play, A History of Big-Time College Athletic Reform. So he's giving you an inside view of Penn State. We take a break, continue with more of you in Sports Byline.